This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. A shooting in Norway's capital, Oslo, killed two and wounded more than a dozen people. The Norwegian Security Service called the attack early Saturday an Islamist terror act and raised the country's terror alert level from moderate to extraordinary, the highest level. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police officials say the man arrested after the shooting is a Norwegian citizen of Iranian origin who was previously known to them. Spokesman Tor Bastad says police have carried out searches at various addresses where they've seized items that they hope can shed more light on the case. The shootings occurred outside the London Pub, a bar popular with the city's LGBTQ community, hours before Oslo's Pride Parade was due to take place. Organisers have cancelled events planned for Saturday on the advice of police. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed the most sweeping gun violence bill in decades. The bipartisan compromise seemed unimaginable until a recent series of mass shootings, including the massacre of 19 students and two teachers at a Texas elementary school. The legislation will toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, keep firearms from more domestic violence offenders, and help states put in place laws that make it easier for authorities to take weapons from people deemed to be dangerous. Most of the $13 billion cost will help bolster mental health programs and aid schools. The House gave final approval Friday following Senate passage Thursday, and Biden signed the bill just before leaving Washington for two world leader summits in Europe. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Biden is headed to Europe, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The president is looking to sustain the global alliance that's punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Biden's first stop is a meeting of the group of seven leading economic powers in the Bavarian Alps of Germany. Following that, he's on to Madrid for a NATO summit. Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky is set to address both by video. The trip comes as the four-month-old war shows no signs of abating, and the aftershocks to global food and energy supplies deepen. U.S. and European officials note the resulting inflation is posing political headaches for the leaders at home and a growing challenge to Western resolve. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Biden vows to fight for abortion rights and criticizes the Supreme Court, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Before signing a landmark bipartisan law on gun restrictions, President Biden spoke about Friday's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, which now leaves abortion rights up to the states, some of which have already moved to ban abortion or will soon do so.
My administration is going to focus on how they administer it and whether or not they violate other laws, like deciding to not allow people to cross state lines to get public health services. And we're going to take actions to protect women's rights and reproductive health.
Biden was asked if the Supreme Court is broken.
I think the Supreme Court has made some terrible decisions.
But the president wouldn't comment on expanding the court or term limits for justices. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union and Iran say they have agreed to resume negotiations in Vienna in the coming days over Tehran's tattered nuclear deal with world powers. The agreement on Saturday could help relieve tensions after the talks stalled for months, while Iran enriches uranium closer than ever to weapons-grade levels under decreasing international oversight. At a joint press conference with Iran's foreign minister in Tehran, the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said the negotiations would restart soon. He added the United States, which unilaterally withdrew from the nuclear deal in 2018 and imposed tough economic sanctions on Iran, should also return to negotiations. Recapping our top story, a gunman who opened fire in Oslo's nightlife district has killed two people and left more than 20 others injured during the LGBTQ Pride Festival in Norway's capital. The Norwegian Security Service called the attack early Saturday an Islamist terror act and raised the country's terror alert level from moderate to extraordinary, the highest level. Investigators say the suspect was arrested. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.